Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to those who are following us through television, the internet, and the computer. We ask God to gathers us here today, and the readings God reminds us to choose the kingdom of God always, and everything else will be granted to us. By being here this morning, we have chosen a part at least of God's kingdom here on earth. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord, my God, you have made me your servant, my king, to succeed my father David, but I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord.
I love your commands. Lord, I love your commands. I have said, O Lord, that my part is to keep your words. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Lord, I love your Let your kindness comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live. For your law is my delight. Lord, for I love your commands more than gold, however fine. For in all your precepts I go forward, every false way I hate. Wonderful are your decrees, therefore I observe them. The revelation of your word shed light, giving understanding to the simple.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things? They answered, yes. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Reminds us to be wise in our choosing, especially for concerning the kingdom of God. In our culture and in all cultures, we often associate wisdom with the elderly, those who have silver hair and perhaps in the age of our parents or grandparents or maybe a wise uncles or aunts that we have. And oftentimes we go and seek wisdom from them. The idea behind is that because they have lived lives and they have gone through all the right and wrongs of life and they have learned their lesson from it. But that might not be all true. Just before Mass, I asked a couple of elderly men in the back, I said, so is it true that as you get older, you get wiser? And one man said, yeah, to a point when you start sliding. And another said, well, I was pretty wise until they pulled all my wisdom teeth, and so I'm no longer wise. But oftentimes we neglect, we forget that children too can utter wisdom, wise saying at times. Even in today's the Alleluia verse, when they sing that, blessed are you, O Lord, for you have revealed the mystery of the kingdoms to the little children. And oftentimes it is indeed wisdom that comes from the mouth of babes. In one of the stories during traffic hours and one of the truck driver who's driving this big trailer, he miscalculated the height of the underpass and his truck. And as he plowed into it, it got stuck. And he couldn't move the truck back, couldn't move it forward, and traffic was backing up for miles during traffic hours. And so they call out the city engineer and all these engineers to go out and see what they can do with this truck without compromising further the bridge. And so people would stop and looking, and even kids were climbing the wall and looking at this truck. And the engineer was stressed, scratching his head, didn't know what to do with it. And so finally, one of the kids yelled out and said, hey, mister, do you know how to get the trucks out of that bridge? And the engineer just looked at the little kid and said, yeah, all I need is a smart aleck like you to tell me what to do. And as he kept walking, the little kid was undeterred by this uncommon remark to him. So he said, let the air out of the tires. And the engineer just stopped, looked at the kids, smiled, and he proceeded to tell his workers to let the air out of the tires of the truck. And the engineer that day, perhaps when we went home, he reflected on it and thinking that little kids did more than just tell him to let the air out of the tires. He also tell the engineer to let the air out of his head for having a big head. And so the idea is that the wisdom comes only from the elderly and the wise in the families. Could be true, but only half true, because the kids in the story would have proved us wrong. And also in the case of the first reading from the book of Kings, we hear how Solomon, he was a mere teen when he succeeded his father to the throne. And he looked out there with all the vast people that he's supposed to lead and guide, and he didn't know how because he was inexperienced. And so he was worried until at night when he was asleep, God came to him in a dream and God asked him, Solomon, ask me one thing and I will grant it to you. And Solomon expressed to God, said, I don't know what to do with this vast people of yours. I don't know how to lead them in your ways. Remember, he said, not my way, but your ways. And so I ask you to give me an understanding heart to lead your people in the right path. And God was so pleased with Solomon. He said, you did not ask for wealth or power. You did not ask for a long life for yourself or a life of your enemies. Instead, you have asked for an understanding heart. I will give you wisdom beyond all telling. All those who came before you did not measure up to you. And all those who will come after you will not be your equal. All generations will come to seek your wisdom and will sing of your wisdom. Even today, we still do. Wisdom of Solomon. And so we are called, we are reminded to be wise like that of Solomon, to choose the kingdom of God before everything else. As in the reading said that, choose God's kingdom and everything else will be granted to you. And Jesus gave us many different examples to remind us of how we can do this. Jesus gave us the parables of the buried treasure, how a person found the treasure was buried in a certain plot of land. He reburied again. Then he went home and he sold everything he had. And then he went back and purchased that plot of land. It's a little bit kind of unfair practice there, but at least the idea is that he gave up everything in order to obtain this buried treasure. Or in another case where we hear how it was like a dragnet that drags all the fish in the sea up, meaning that all of us are invited to choose God's kingdom, but we have to remember to choose God's kingdom. Although we're invited, we have to actively choose that. And in many other cases too, Jesus tells us about the kingdom of God. So we are reminded to, although we might be wise, we should be, as we live lives in life, that we know what to do with our life and we do well with it. May we do the same with God's kingdom, that we'll do everything that we can to choose God's kingdom. And just imagine, Solomon only asked for a very simple thing, make me a wise person. And God was so pleased with him, he gave him everything else besides. And that is why the reading says that choose God's kingdom first and everything else will be granted to you. Oftentimes we make the mistake of choosing all the things besides. And God's kingdom is the last thing that we choose. So as we gather here, then we ask the Lord to help us to always put our focus on God. And we can become wiser, not just by living lives, but through our daily practice of our faith, through prayers. Yes, through prayers we can gain much wisdom too. I would like to end with this little story of a little boy whose parents have taught him very well to pray every night before you go to bed. Big or small, you talk to God. That is what prayer means, conversation with God. So this little boy have a conversation with God every night. And one night, God responded to him. He was so surprised. So he asked all these questions that he had in mind. So he asked God, so, God, how long is a million years to you? And God said, just a minute. He said, that's it? For you, a million years, just a minute? God said, uh-huh. So I said, So God, how much is $1 million to you? And God said, a dollar. And he kind of thought about it and he said, God, can I have a dollar? And God said, just a minute. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Let us bring our prayers today to the God who has revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
For our church, as we continue to seek God's greatest treasures in the poor, the humble, and the outcast of the world, let us pray to the Lord. That leaders of our nations might govern with wisdom as they seek to serve the needs of all those entrusted to them, let us pray to the Lord. For teachers, coaches, and all who work to share their wisdom and experience with others, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful departed of our parish, Margaret Garcia, Rosa Polendo, Emilia Constante Trujillo, and Jesse Suarez, that they may enjoy total fulfillment in eternal life, let us pray to the Lord. For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Ricardo Amador II, Jesse and Edward Vlack, and Manuel and Anita Garza, let us pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Pray. Lord God of wisdom, teach us your ways that we may live according to your will. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image, and sets humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We pray, O Lord, and pray.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. For bread that is broken, give thanks. For wine that is poured, we give praise. For life and for knowledge of the kingdom, all praise to you until the end of time. Life-giving bread, thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. We thank you, O Father, for your name, which you give to dwell in our hearts. You bring us together as one family. All praise to you until the end of time. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. Creator of all, we offer thanks. You give us a share in your life. You strengthen our body and our spirit. All praise to you until the end of time. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. Remember your church which sings your praise, perfected in truth and in love. And gather your people all together to praise you until the end of time. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, a sign of our love.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of your passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. We do have one announcement, and as last week we announced that we will have the mission appeal from for Haiti this weekend. Unfortunately, the priest from Haiti could not be here because he threw out his back, and so he called us to cancel it. But I told him that since we were promised we'll have the mission for him, all the people, the poor and the outcast there since the earthquake, people no longer pay attention to them, and the Catholic Church there is working furiously to find housing and to help the poor there still. So they still need our help, and so I've asked all the ushers to stand on each entrance with a basket. If you would like to donate to this worthy cause, you may do so. If you're going to write a check, please make it out to Corpus Cathedral, and then we will deposit and send the money to them. I always also promise the priest that we will send 10% of our tithe this week to them as well. On behalf of all the poor and the outcasts in Haiti, I'd like to thank you for your generosity. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.